Welcome to the Solid Ground Podcast, where each conversation takes you from uncertainty to stability. I'm Natasha Casey, your host. Every week, we delve into the journeys that transform shaky grounds to solid foundations. Through insightful discussions, expert advice, and personal stories, we aim to help you find the stability you seek in every aspect of your life. Join us as we explore topics ranging from personal growth, mental health, to building strong relationships, and most importantly, a solid foundation in Christ. Whether you're navigating life's challenges or looking to reinforce your current path, the Solid Ground Podcast is here to support you every step of the way. Tune in every week for a new episode and take the next step towards a more stable, fulfilling life. Remember, no matter how shaky the ground, there's always a way to find your footing. Let's journey together from uncertainty to stability. Welcome to Solid Ground. Hey guys, welcome back to another episode of Solid Ground. I'm your host, Natasha Casey, and I'm excited for officially episode number 3. Last week, if you haven't listened already, I had my sister Allison on the podcast, and it was a great one. Honestly, looking back at it, in the moment when we were filming it, it didn't feel as, I guess, deep and impactful as it ended up being. So I'm just definitely grateful that Allison and I had the opportunity to sit down and kind of walk through just a little bit of our childhood and the things that we have been through and how it has shaped us, you know, the good and the bad, and how that affected our sisterhood. She's also my friend. So our friendship and how throughout the years it has been a continuous journey to constantly healing and growing and becoming the absolute best woman possible, not just, you know, for each other, but even for ourselves and for all the other relationships, you know, that we have, you know, whether it's with our parents, other family members, friends, coworkers, and just people that we do life with. So I'm happy that we had the opportunity to share a bit of that. And seeing all the feedback, honestly, has been so heartwarming, because you like, you know what, God, all this trauma wasn't for nothing. It wasn't for nothing. I'm grateful. I'm really, really, really am grateful for the opportunity to use my voice and my stories and even some of the guests that will be on this podcast to share some good. And we all grow and overcome by it and go from shaky ground to what? Solid ground. So on today's episode of Solid Ground, actually, I wanted to talk about something a bit different. If you follow me on Instagram, I posted something the other day and I was talking about how I'm in this season where I became so tired of always hoping, always praying, and putting so much, still not enough, into my, you know, walk with God, relationship with God. And I feel like I've devoted so much of my life, you know, to serving him. And the thing about coming into contact with God is you don't remain the same, you know, over the years. And as you grow in him, you discover so much about yourself. You grow mentally, emotionally, spiritually, and you come into contact with him and you don't remain the same. And I've been in this little, I want to say kind of like a funk, where I felt like disappointed in myself, because I'm like, you know what, God, for everything that I have given, which is still not enough, you know, you can never serve God enough. You can never come into contact with God enough. But I was like, God, for all the years that I have served you, that I have claimed to be a follower of Jesus Christ, I don't feel like my life reflects that. I don't feel like my life as a whole screams, hey, yeah, as for this girl, she serves a big God. And I think a lot of that was not me being frustrated at God, because I knew it had nothing to do with him, but kind of frustrated at myself, because I'm like, you know what? I'm not doing enough. I don't think I'm doing enough. I don't think with everything that God has, you know, put in front of me, that he has spoken over me continuously, I don't think the output matches the input, if that makes sense. The fruit doesn't match how much seed, how many things that God has deposited in me. And I'm not going to lie to you. I am never going to lie to you guys. I became so frustrated. So I took some time and I kind of like retreated, and I was just in my mind and I was like, okay, something has to change, because I don't want to go into another year. It's January, and I don't want to end this year and be like, okay, you know what? I'm not at a bad place, but you know, I know I'm not where I'm supposed to be. And I know I'm not the only one. So if you're like me, leave a comment and let me know that I'm not alone. If you ever feel like, yeah, I know there's more. So that's what this episode is about. I want to talk about what it is that it takes to get to the place where you're like, okay, you know what? I know I've done my due diligence to do everything that God has placed on the inside of me. And the first thing I kind of wanted to share, which shook my core as I retreated and was just in my word and thinking and talking to God, sometimes crying to God, to be honest, is Romans 8:19. And I know we've all heard this like so many times. If you're a believer, if you've been in church 2 minutes, okay, maybe 5 minutes, you've definitely heard the scripture. It says, "For the earnest expectation of creature waiteth for the manifestation of the sons of God." What that simply means, you can go ahead and read it, read the whole chapter and, you know, capture what it is that the text is trying to communicate. But the point is, creation is waiting for a manifestation, and not just of anybody, but of the sons of God, right? This means daughters of God too. Beyond being frustrated at the fact that I know there's something in me that I have to give, there's equally, if not more, an earnest expectation, an eager expectation for whatever it is that is on the inside of you to be revealed. When I read that, it had me completely rethinking how I view, you know, the things that I want to do, whether it's business, whether it's makeup, whatever it is that I do and whatever it is that you do. It's not necessarily about the fact that, yes, it will bless you, will put you in a certain position where you feel satisfied. You feel like, okay, I've reached this place where I am successful. But equally, there are people waiting for you, waiting for what's on the inside of you to be revealed, to be manifested, so that you can then not just be blessed, would be a blessing. And that had me rethinking the way I do everything, the way I plan for my business, the way I set things up, the way I plan even for ministry, is that not only is this a blessing to me, but somebody needs me to show up. Somebody needs me to be revealed. And there's a few questions that I ask myself on now that I know that there is also an expectation on the other end. What is it that I have to do so that I can be revealed? What is it that I have to do so that this year doesn't end with another 10 points on my New Year's resolution and only like half of one is completed? What I began to do is ask myself certain questions and give myself certain pointers. And I want to share that with you guys today. And the first one is, you have to be able to figure out, what is it that's on the inside of you? For some of us, it's ministries. For some of us, it's businesses. And for some of us, it might not be a thing that has to be seen by the world, if that makes sense. It might be something that you just have to become, if that makes sense. Let me explain. 2 years ago, I think it was 2022, 2023, really, really rough year. And 2023 was very quiet for the most part. And I didn't start anything new. There's nothing that I did that was visible on the outside. But I always talk about how that was probably one of the best years of my life because of who I became, because of the things that I healed from, because of the certain patterns or habits within myself that I was able to break out of and change. And what that did is it was breakthrough for me, really. It was healing for me, but that affected absolutely everyone around me as well, right? It may not have been something as tangible as, okay, I started a business and now I'm a millionaire. So now that I'm a millionaire and people see that, hey, oh my gosh, like a Black girl can do this, I can do it too. And then they are then motivated to pursue their dreams. It may not be like that, but sometimes what you need to manifest it into is the healed version of yourself, is the whole and complete happy version of yourself, so that those around you can be blessed, so that those around you can be like, hey, you know what? If she can heal, I can heal too. That's what needs to manifest, right? But I encourage you to sit down and be like, what dreams do I have on the inside of me that I need to reveal to the world? For some of us, even if that vision is for 5 years, 10 years from now, or even just a couple months from now, there's something that you can action today to start taking steps towards that revealing, towards that manifestation. I'm going to pause there and speak of manifestation, because I feel like we use that word so loosely, saying, oh my gosh, I manifest this, I manifest that. I'm not stomping on that, but what I'm saying is, part of that manifestation is on you. Words are powerful, words are life, and I believe that. But part of manifesting is on you. It's on you knowing what is it that I have to manifest, right? It's deeper than just manifesting a big house, manifesting a, what do people say? $1 million or whatever it is. But what is it that you need to become? What is it that you need to do? Write it down. Which brings me to my second point, Habakkuk 2, verse 2. I'm not going to preach to y'all, but it says in the word, okay? Write the vision and make it plain upon tables, that he may run that readeth it. What that simply means is, take the vision, grab a piece of paper, or on your phone in your notes, or on an iPad, or if you buy a board and put it on a wall in your room, and write it down. Write it down, make it clear, so that anyone who sees it can run with it. That's a word on its own, to be honest, but I'm going to give you two simple points with this one. Write it down. It becomes real to you when you take the idea, when you take what it is that you want to do from your head and put it down somewhere where you can see it, right? The point of writing the vision down and making it plain is that you have a reminder, you see it. Every time you open your phone and you go in your notes, you're going to see, oh, okay, this is the vision. It keeps your mind focused on what it is that you want to do. But also, I love the second part, is that so that he may run that readeth it. I like the KJV sometimes, guys. It just sounds more serious. But I truly believe that for everything that God has placed on the inside of you, he has always provided everything that you need. And when we think of provision, I think sometimes we only think of finances or God, I need a building for my whatever it is that you want to do. But I think some of the biggest things that God provides for a vision, for his vision that he's given you to fulfill, is people. When we talk about this scripture, at least in the conversations and most times that I've had about this scripture, we focus on, you know, the part of writing it down, making it plain, which is great. But part of the purpose here for writing it down and making it plain, you know the vision. You don't need to write it down for you to know it, but so that those that God has called to help you, to lift your arms, to take your vision and run with it so that they can see it. You have to have it somewhere where you can make it plain to the people that need to know, to the people that God has called to run with your vision. And I think that's comforting, because sometimes you may feel like you're all alone and it may feel like a lot. And I think there's many things that bring us to that point. Sometimes it's trauma where you might have trust issues and you don't know who you can share this vision with. But When you're intentional, I believe that God will always direct you to the right people that will run with your vision. And I've learned that these last 2 years, where I've had to be open with the people that God has sent my way and not hoard my vision, because he has called other people to run with it. And there's a part of that, honestly, I'm going to take a tangent here. There's a side of that that is so healing to, like, your inner child, when you see people who just want to support you, who they don't care if they're mopping the floors of something, if it helps you, they're going to do it like they're getting paid $1 million, you know? And even this podcast, let me tell you guys a story of everything that went down in this podcast, even being here today. So we planned the date from like early last year. So about a year ago this time is when I finally, you know, finished the planning, and I had a name, I was sold on it. And, you know, I was working to just build the brand and everything. And I obviously shared with some of my friends that are like so gifted. The entire team is literally all my friends. It's the people that I do life with. But I shared it with them. And when I tell you, from that second on, I did nothing. I did nothing but show up on the day we had to film. The most I did was all the writing in my notes and of what the episodes were going to be on and, you know, what we needed. But from then on, I wrote the vision. I made it not plain enough, according to Clay, my producer. But I made it as plain as I had the energy to at that time. And they ran with it. And I mean ran with it. The day before we started filming, I got food poisoning. It was so bad. Like literally 24 hours before we're set to start filming, I got food poisoning. And I remember being like, oh, no, no, no. This better be like a little bug, get it out my system, and then we're done. And the full day before that, I couldn't do anything. I couldn't eat. I couldn't drink. I couldn't stand up. So I was just laying on my couch all day, not eating, not drinking. And I had some of my girls over. My sister came over, and I literally thought we were going to cancel the shooting, because I'm like, there's no way I can film and look good and be able to talk without, you know, feeling like I'm about to collapse. So the next morning came, and I was still very nauseous. I still wasn't feeling well. I still hadn't eaten. I tried drinking water, and that did not go well. But by faith, I told my dad, I was like, hey, just drive me there. And if it ends up just being a weekend hangout with my friends, that's what we're going to do, because it's not looking like we're going to film this thing. We get there, and they just started setting up everything. If you guys see how beautiful the setup is, they literally did it all. They did everything. They knew the type of look I was going for, and they just figured it out. I didn't even know there was going to be these colorful lights at the back of the couch. They took my vision and they ran with it. They made it better. They added to it. They set up everything. To this day, I don't even know where they got the lights from. I don't even know if they rented them, if they bought them, how much it was. I probably need to refund someone, but I don't know. They took my vision and they ran with it, right? And firstly, guys, if you're listening to this, I'm so grateful for you. Thank you, because I could not have done it without you guys. But I'm grateful that when God gives you a vision and you're able to pinpoint what that is and you write it down, that he will always bring the provision. He'll always bring the people and the finances and whatever it is that you need to make that vision manifest. we're going to take a pause right here as we conclude part one of Unveiled. Today we talked about the manifestation of the suns and what it is that we need to recognize and identify in order to get started on that process. And next week we're going to be talking about the work within, the work that has to be done on our end so that we can bring forth what it is that we have on the inside of us and come to a point of manifestation. So if you've made it till the end, thank you so much for watching. I want you to share this with someone who you know has to manifest, who you know cannot end this year being at the same place, but that there's something in them that has to be revealed because creation is waiting. Thank you guys so much for watching this episode of Solid Ground, and I will see you guys on the next one.